researchers found that when feeding rumen-protected combination of organic acids, specifically sorbic and citric, and pure botanicals thymol and vanillin, these compounds will be released and synergistically work in the gut, reducing undesired bacterial load, forming pores in the bacterial membrane. In addition, this blend has demonstrated to reduce inflammation in the intestine and increase the expression of tight junction proteins, which reinforce the intestinal barrier under normal or stressful conditions, such as weaning, the transition period, or heat stress.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasail, provider of SmartAmine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Virdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at FortivaImpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit Barnes-NA.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision-formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we are dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead with today's episode. So today we're joined by Dr. Sonia Rodriguez, who is with VetAgro. So welcome, Dr. Rodriguez. Would you like to tell everyone a little bit about you?
Thanks, Dr. Calloway. It's always a pleasure to share and talk about science. I'm a veterinarian from Spain. Once I finished vet school, I practiced for several years in Europe and decided to move to the U.S. for some further training, focusing on animal nutrition. I work as a DVM researcher at UC Davis in California. And then I spent some time in grad school. I did my master's in dairy science at South Dakota State University and my PhD in animal science at Iowa State University, working with Dr. Lance Vanguard. More recently, I joined VetAgro with the opportunity to give some experience in microencapsulated nutrients to improve animals' health and productivity.
At VetAgro, we are the gut health experts, developing advanced microencapsulation technologies that deliver nutrients exactly where they are needed. Our rumen-protected solutions allow amino acids, vitamins, and organic acids to bypass degradation and reach the intestine intact. The result is higher nutrient efficiency, improved metabolic health, greater peak milk, and stronger reproductive performance. Stop guessing. Start targeting nutrition with precision. VetAgro, gut health delivered where it matters. Learn more at vetagro.com.
I know you've done a lot of work with these rumen-protected organics and botanicals, the effect it has on that gut integrity, which is something big that we've all looked at for the past few years. So what is it about these kind of compounds that benefit intestinal health normally and when they're under stress? Because that's one of the big things we face in the dairy industry.
Interestingly, researchers found that when feeding rumen-protected combination of organic acids, specifically sorbic and citric, and pure botanicals thymol and vanillin, these compounds will be released and synergistically work in the gut, reducing undesired bacterial load, forming pores in the bacterial membrane. In addition, this blend has demonstrated to reduce inflammation in the intestine and increase the expression of tight junction proteins, which reinforce the intestinal barrier under normal or stressful conditions, such as weaning, the transition period, or heat stress.
Okay. Well, that makes sense because, you know, that's one of these big issues of trying to understand how we can help them. And, you know, that rumen sitting in the middle is such a big barrier to a lot of things. I know y'all have got this microencapsulation technology to help protect it through the rumen. So, you know, how does that work and how does it actually release in the intestine? That's something I've never quite understood.
Microencapsulation is a process in which small particles or droplets of one or more active ingredients are coated in a lipid matrix to create small capsules. I like to use the analogy of chocolate chip cupcakes, where you can see some chocolate chips outside, but also there are some that are protected inside the cup. This lipid matrix will protect the droplets containing the active ingredients through the rumen. And once reaching the gut, which with the presence of lipases and enzymatic secretions, will be hydrolyzed, allowing the slow release of the active ingredients along the intestine.
Okay, that's really neat. So I don't know if anybody's ever looked at how much of that lipid actually is absorbed by the animal, but because you're bypassing the rumen, you're able to get that to the animal and present it as well. So that's really neat. So, you know, you brought up heat stress, and down here in the South, you know, we've got heat and humidity that just never lets up on these cattle. So how does supplementing something like this, these rumen-protected botanicals with organic acids, how does that benefit these lactating cows, especially those down in the warm season that are really undergoing that constant heat stress?
Yes, the detrimental effects of heat stress on animals' intestinal health and productivity has been extensively studied, observing increased gut permeability and impairing cows' appetite, nutrient absorption, and also productivity. Thus, nutritional strategies that can promote or improve lactating cows' intestinal function during heat stress remain a target in our industry. Some emerging research done at Cornell University by Dr. Joe McFadden evaluated feeding this blend of rumen-protected organic acids and pure botanicals to lactating cows during heat stress conditions. What they observe is that the intestinal barrier of those cows supplemented with this blend had reduced gut permeability during heat stress, as well as a significant decrease of inflammation and or inflammatory markers such as lipopolysaccharide binding protein or serum amyloid A, as well as reduced oxidative stress compared to the animals that were unsupplemented during heat stress. At the end, these researchers also observed that heat stress lactating cows fed this combination of organic acids and botanicals increased dry matter intake and milk production relative to the cows that did not receive this blend during heat stress.
That's interesting. That is a lot of excitement for those of us down here in the warmer climates. So, you know, even warmer than Cornell is. But so what kind of economic benefits would your normal nutritionist or farmer, what should they be expecting if they use this blend for lactating dairy cows?
This combination of organic acids and pure botanicals might offer an opportunity to improve the intestinal barrier of dairy cows during stress and other stressful periods, promoting animals' resilience. By reducing gut permeability, modulating or reducing inflammation, and improving animals' performance, dairy cows could more easily reach optimal potential for a phenotypical standpoint. And these will improve nutrient absorption at the gut level and decrease the number of sick animals as well. So in summary, having cows with a healthier or more resilient intestinal barrier will lead to a healthier herd, which together with improved feed efficiency and production might lead to an opportunity to reduce farmer costs, treating or culling sick animals, and overall increase farm profitability.
Okay, well, that sounds great, Sonia. Thank you very much, Dr. Rodriguez.
Well, thank you, Dr. Callaway. It's always a pleasure to share some insights in science, and it's a pleasure to be discussing this blend with you.
with that, we are going to conclude another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast presented by Wisenetics. And thank you for joining us today. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated on all the future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review. Your feedback really helps us. And if you have an idea for any future guests, please let us know. So until next time, this is Todd Calloway from the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast signing off.